Santa bring you for Christmas?
Yeah, he brought me some joy, some rest, you know. He brought me a couple of CDs and some clothes and, you know, a couple other things. But it was good. It was a quick two-day turnaround. It was good for us, you know. I think a lot of guys had family in town, and I don't know if they're more rested or less rested, so we'll see. We had a decent practice today for being off a couple of days, so it was good.
It was a long practice today, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went about an hour and 10 minutes, but we wanted to get our legs, and it took us 20 minutes to get started. But you know what? Like, usually when you have one day off, it's a little rough, and 2 days off is usually worse. And some guys were a little bit rusty, but I thought that we really battled through. I thought it was pretty good. The recovery wasn't great, you know, because that's what happens. You get lethargic a bit, and your hands aren't great. But we did a lot of rush attacks and some four versus five. We did some power play at the end, but some defense to offense, some breakouts and stuff like that. So it was all good stuff. You know, we got to get back on the ice and get your hands going and get your head back into the hockey, because obviously we face a hot Colorado team right now that has won 8 straight home games, I believe, and 4 straight with Chiguera and Nets at home. I mean, I know they play Minnesota at Minnesota tonight. That's a 4 o'clock Colorado time, you know. So it'll be good for us to get on the road and get hopefully a road win and stop their streak and start playing on the road and getting some wins, you know. So it'll be a back-to-back night for them. So hopefully we can take advantage of that.
Been on the road been at home for most of the past month. Will it be good to just get away and play some road hockey?
Well, I think it'll be good to get away and just. For us, is we have to start winning some games on the road. If you're going to be a playoff contending team, which we hope to be, I think you have to start getting to 500, you know, on the road, and that's got to be our next goal. We've managed to do well here at home. We've managed to really make some hay, as I said before, while we could. But it's time to get our road record going, and we got a ways to go to get to 500. So it'll be a good challenge. We're playing better, you know, in a general sense of things. And so it'll be good. It'll be tough in Colorado because there's a couple things that are a real factor. They have a really fast team. They got good speed throughout their lineup. They're young. But the other thing is you have to deal with altitude there, and it's a real could be a real issue. If you get stuck in long shifts, you could really have a hard time. And you got to go 30, 35, 40-second shifts and then get the change, because if you get stuck, your recovery is really – you really hit the wall, so it's really tough. It's an advantage to them because they're used to it. Well, he's slow going. It looks like he's going to be a while. You know, I'd like to say day to day would be wishful thinking. He's, you know, he's put on a skate, was a little bit sore today. So he's looks like he's going to be a little bit of time. I mean, I'd like to think day to day, but realistically, it's going to be longer than that. He's not going to come on the trip, so he's not even a player for there. We'll wait and see how he feels when we get back, but it's slow moving. It's better today, and it's been better over the last couple of days, but he's a guy certainly we miss, but, you know, we just have to make do with what we got.
How's Alex done in this spot?
I thought Bermie's done good. I mean, he scored a couple of goals, and he's done pretty well there. You know, Evander Kane has got cold a little bit. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with Bermistroff. You know, sometimes you get hot and you get everything you throw at the net goes in. But I think Bermistroff's done real well there. You know.
Is that an ideal situation? Young player, and you can spell him into some offensive role once in a while now?
Well, I think it is. I think it's a good viewing session for the coaching staff to take a look and see if he fits, how he fits, and can he handle that load. Because the problem that that line's going to get is they're going to get the heavy checkers, and you'll play against the, especially when you go on the road, you get the matchups where the better defensemen or the better checkers come against you, and then you can see if you can perform, especially as a center. And Bermistroff has played both center and wing. It's a little bit tougher in the middle of the ice. You face some big guys. For example, we played Pittsburgh at home here, and if you got to match him up against Jordan Staal, that's a fairly big event. And so it's a little tougher. But I think he's handled it quite well. He's had some success. But we just hope to get the whole line going better. You know, Wheeler's gone pretty well also, so. You know, he's just got nagging injuries that we have to be aware of, and we have to just keep monitoring. He tweaks things once in a while that you just have to kind of keep on top of it, and sometimes it's just these things happen in practice.
Made a goaltending decision for tomorrow night yet?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be willing to share that right now. you know, one thing is I've got to get Mason back in the fold again here a little bit and get him playing again because he's had some good outings and I can't keep cooling them down. You know, Pavlik's been so good for us as well, so we're just fortunate to have both guys going, but I can't lose sight of Chris Mason, and I'm certainly aware that he needs to play here in the next little while.
I asked you about a month ago if the team's bought into your system, and you said ask me again in about, you know, about a month. So I'm wondering now, have they bought into your system yet?
Well, I think we've been playing a lot better, you know, and I think that we have. I think the team clearly wants to win and clearly is working towards those things. I think we're playing a lot better as a team. We're playing for the most part, we're playing with speed. And so I think the players have done a real good job of buying into what we want to get done here. And I think that they see that if we work together, we can all accomplish a lot more.